From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 6th. Iris, July 6th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Peter at TND, building strength and muscle mass. How to optimize training, nutrition, and more for longevity. MA-71 rebroadcast. Large cohort studies link higher muscle mass to lower mortality, and a meta-analysis of resistance training trials shows modest gains in strength and insulin sensitivity across ages. For most people, 2 to 3 full body sessions per week, each with 3-4 sets of 6-12 reps, hit the sweet spot enough stimulus without overdoing recovery. Progressive overload, adding a little weight or rep each week, keeps muscles adapting. Protein matters. About 1.2-1.6 g per kilogram of body weight daily, spread over meals, supports synthesis. Timing isn't critical, but a dose soon after training can help. Don't forget sleep and mobility work. Quality rest and regular movement preserve joints and keep the nervous system responsive, which together support long-term strength and health. Next, second from The Morning Person. Sunday edition. You'll never guess where I spent this week. The Sunday edition is Tuesday's little sister off. The cuff updates I'd bring up over a coffee catch-up with a friend. Being a novelist is the coolest because it provides a container for curiosity. Some of you may remember that 2 summers ago, I happened to notice that the bushes alongside a hike I've done a million times in Trion, just outside of Portland, were glittering with spider webs. On closer inspection, I noticed that the webs were perfect half domes, tiny architectural marvels that each housed a tiny spider. The discovery sparked a million questions that ultimately led me to the research by an evolutionary behavioral ecologist who's devoted his career to answering these questions. As I began to draft the outline of my current novel, I kept returning to these spiders and realized that their courtship rituals provided a rich metaphor for my protagonist, and my curiosity around them wasn't going anywhere. So guess what? I reached out to Dr. Watson, who generously offered that I join for part of his next research trip to visit the population he studies in Montana. Over the past few days, I've been following Dr. Watson himself through bushes at a biological station on Flathead Lake, asking 1 million questions and observing the incredible, intricate mating rituals of Sierra domes I shared as video below of 2 males measuring each other's sizes before fighting. Watch at your own level of spider comfort. More than anything, I feel so wildly grateful to be here, and amazed by how many opportunities there are in life to learn something completely new. I still have a few days here, and cannot believe how much I've already learned. I feel like I'll have a master's in these spiders by the time I leave, or at the very least, a newfound level of appreciation for this tiny creature. Read on for more updates and photos from another memorable week in Montana, including my new favorite concert venue and recommendations from Bozeman. Read more. Up next, third from Science Daily Health. Scientists may have finally found how Alzheimer's kills brain cells. Researchers have identified a previously overlooked mechanism of brain cell death that appears to play a major role in Alzheimer's disease and frontotemporal dementia. The finding could lead to new treatments aimed at slowing neuron loss by interrupting the process before cells are destroyed. And then, fourth from Lindsay Max Complexity Edge. You haven't even said hi, and they're already telling you everything. You arrive intending to have an ordinary day. Within 20 minutes, someone you barely know is describing their divorce, their burnout, or a memory they usually reserve for close friends. You listen, regulate the emotional tone, and ask a thoughtful question that helps them feel understood. You even put in your headphones, look away, try to change the subject. They leave feeling relieved. You leave feeling strangely invisible and somewhat violated. Many of us assume this means we attract oversharers or emotionally intense people. Clinically, the pattern is rarely about who we attract. It is about what our nervous systems and communication styles signal almost immediately. The rapid safety signal many high capacity individuals process social and emotional information quickly. We track tone, contradiction, emotional shifts, and implicit meaning without conscious effort. In early interactions, we tend to communicate 3 cues. Read more. Next, fifth from More Than Sweet. Hey, ice cream. Hi. When I was in London recently, I met the lovely American couple living there. We talked a bit about ice cream, favorite flavors, and among many delicious ingredients, one that stuck with me was lychee. I have mostly had lychee sorbets, and I typically find that they bring out the rosy, floral, and lemony flavor of them rather than the soft, woody undertones of caramelized honey. For this ice cream, I wanted to try and bring out the flavor as well without overpowering the juiciness of the fresh lychees. I am so pleased with how the flavor turned out, and my partner said that this is his favorite ice cream I have made so far, and he is typically a sorbet bro, or a rum raisin fiend. That's a read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.